This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The medical examiner confirmed and the official death certificate for Jennifer Morbelli shows the young woman died from complications to a 33-week abortion done by late-term abortion practitioner Leroy Carhart. Nevertheless, the Maryland County Police closed their investigation Monday without filing criminal charges, so the abortion practitioner will not be held responsible for her death in that botched abortion. In the wake of the Kermit Gosnell scandal and while other abortion doctors are under investigation, a pro-life group says 1,200 babies a year survive the first part of abortions. Using reports from the CDC, a study from the British Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology, other reports, and stunning anecdotal evidence, Live Action says the 1,200 number is both reliable and very conservative. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. Shayla Taylor was almost ready to deliver her baby with her husband Jerome by her side when her hospital delivery room literally disappeared, sucked into the sky in last week's Oklahoma tornado. Her son was born in a nearby hospital bearing the middle name Emmanuel, meaning God with us. Though the name had been chosen months earlier, parents are quick to point out that God was with them that day in Oklahoma. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.